For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. With your host today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We are here every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. bringing you the most up-to-date information on health and wellness. Our hope is to inspire you to live a healthier life and a better life for yourself, your family, and our planet. Today, Dr. Passero will be interviewing Bill Schadl. Bill Schadl has been involved in helping doctors understand and apply nutrition as a therapeutic tool for more than 40 years. Starting as a sales representative in the Midwest, he has managed sales teams, product lines, divisions, and companies in the nutritional sciences field. Bill has developed expertise in taking complex nutritional topics and explaining them in clear and easy-to-understand ways, which has given him the opportunity to speak to doctors, pharmacists, and practitioners throughout the United States, Canada, Europe, Mexico, South Africa, and Australia. He has developed workshops and training programs on dozens of different health and nutritional topics. Bill is currently Senior Director of Medical Education for Metagenics Incorporated, where he uses his background and knowledge to help translate metagenic science into practical application for the healthcare practitioner.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Bill, thank you for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Excellent. All right. So the topic we've got nailed down for today is something that metagenics and people are always coining these really interesting phrases. Today we've got inflammaging. So, you know, obviously, as the name implies, sort of translating the role of inflammation to aging. So let's talk about aging. It's, you know, our biggest concern. It's not when we're, you know, in our youth, but as soon as we pass probably around the 40-year-old mark, we start to think about that process because we start to see things really change in our body in ways that we didn't anticipate and that weren't in line with how we used to find our bodies operated in our youth. So obviously, people have been seeking the fountain of youth forever, and that's not what we're advertising here. But understanding the process of aging certainly is the first step in figuring out strategies to help combat some of the most negative effects that occur in our bodies as we age. Of course, we can't stop the process. So go ahead, Bill. I know you've got a lot of interesting thoughts on this.
Well, that's a great introduction, Dr. Passero, and I think you're exactly right. That is obviously one of the biggest concerns that all of us are confronted with, and all of us, if we haven't already, we will be. So, and you're right, we get caught by surprise sometimes. What's that old adage that if I had known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself.
Yep, I know.
So one of the questions about the aging process is, what is the cause? Why do we age? And surprisingly, we know a lot about how we age and what happens to our body physiologically. But in terms of exactly what is the cause, there's continuing to be a debate about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the various, to illustrate, there's a paper that was published in 2009 on that very topic and looking at what is aging a cause or is it an effect? And the implications to that I'll get back to in just a second. But if aging is the cause, then that means that as we get older, we're more prone to diseases like dementia, cancer, osteoporosis, and other things. And we know that that is true. So it is, that is one way of looking at it. But if we shift the paradigm a little bit and say, no, aging is the effect of these different diseases, and as cardiovascular disease or cancer or COPD or various other diseases progress, then that is what we define as aging.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different way of looking at it because the implications are that if we can find a way to correct those different diseases or ameliorate them or reduce their effects, then we can reduce the aging process. And there's still a lot of controversy about that, but I think it's a very intriguing concept.
Yeah, it is an intriguing concept. So what are what are some of the fundamental things that we know that are related to either, as you point out, we could say chronic disease, like you talked about, or aging, because, you know, there's a debate, I guess, where there's
this
paradigm shift as far as, you know, what's causing which. So what are some of the key factors that occur in the body that contribute to this?
Well, that's a very interesting thing. It's actually been looked at quite a bit. There's even some books in the lay press by one is by a Dan Buettner, who wrote a book called The Blue Zones.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably familiar with that, but the concept behind the blue zones is that there are places in the world which they call the blue zones, where people live remarkably longer and healthier than in other places in the world. And so Buettner went around the world, Okinawa, Italy, interestingly, not far from where I live here in Southern California, a place called Riverside, where there's a pocket of people that live much longer than you would expect them to. And he looked at all the different variables. And unfortunately, there's no one thing that contributes to it across the board. But he came up with a whole series of different things that you can do, including things like being part of a community, being part of an extended family, healthy eating, not drinking excessively. It wasn't whether or not you drink. It's how much you drink, because in some places, they have, like in Okinawa, they have a cup of sake every evening. That's part of the life ritual. So it's not alcohol per se, but how you relate to it and how much you drink. But other things related to diet, the most well-researched diet that we have, and I probably shouldn't call it a diet because that implies weight loss and all kinds of things like deprivation.
Call it a lifestyle.
Yeah, thank you. A lifestyle is the Mediterranean food plan, the Mediterranean diet. And that basically is a lot of seafood, a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, and relatively low levels of animal products. And that, from a dietary standpoint, that's probably the typical Mediterranean diet. Think olive oil, think Greek salads, think that kind of thing. And a great deal of diversity in the diet. And diversity means picking lots of different colorful fruits and vegetables. So here's maybe one of the first key takeaways from our conversation. If people would select foods for their color, and by that I don't mean make sure you eat the blue M&Ms, but if you go to a grocery store, you'll see that there's lots of color, but most people's diet tends to be fairly monochromatic if you think about it. It's white, it's brown, if there's green, it's just like lettuce that's part of your hamburger. Yellow, white, and brown are not bad, but if you concentrate exclusively on those, then you're missing out on an incredible amount of diversity and a rich flavor and rich variety of different foods. So trying to pick lots of different colorful fruits and vegetables, because the color part of that vegetable carries a substance or group of substances called phytonutrients that contribute to a lot of different health benefits. One of them being, most of them, but not all of them by any stretch, are antioxidants.
Which
kind of brings us to another area, which is inflammation.
Yeah, well, I mean, speak to the sort of eating the variety of the rainbow. I mean, most of these things are going to come from vegetables, right? So, you know, we look at those blue zone diets, and while lots of fruits and vegetables, you know, the vegetables are typically the more important component of the diet than the fruit. Fruits do bring a lot of antioxidants. And, you know, we talk about antioxidants. Really, I think that term phytochemicals is more important, because the phytochemicals have oftentimes way more far-reaching abilities in the body than what like a classic antioxidant is thought to do.
Right.
You know, for example, some of those compounds in broccoli are considered to be sort of antioxidants, but they work by upregulating our own sort of genetic expression of the enzymes that produce the most powerful antioxidants that our body can have. So instead of this idea of getting some vitamin C from an orange that might have, you know, some antioxidant power, and one vitamin C molecule can quench this many free radicals, it's a lot more powerful when you look at phytochemicals that actually upregulate our own endogenous detoxification and antioxidant systems. And certainly having that variety of colors, those colors represent these different phytochemicals that are in each plant. And those phytochemicals are developed by the plant usually in an effort to withstand infestation from other insects, right? And so, and that is why, you know, we talk a lot about the importance of trying, if possible, to get these things organically grown, because while organically grown fruits and vegetables haven't really been shown to have that much higher, like, vitamins and mineral levels, they do, they have been clearly demonstrated to have higher levels of these phytochemicals. And that's because if the plants are having to naturally withstand some infestation and environmental pressures, they have to upregulate their own internal defense mechanisms. So it's so interesting. I mean, I studied biology in college and plant and animal interaction, and it always just fascinated me how these compounds that the plants make to sort of protect themselves, when we consume them, it's almost like they have a mild level of toxicity to us, but what they do is they induce our protective mechanisms without causing us any harm. You know,
I think you've nailed it absolutely. I think that's an outstanding explanation of exactly what's going on. There was a book published in 2010 entitled Biofarms for Nutraceuticals that had a chapter in it called Dietary Phytochemicals. And in it, they addressed exactly what you're talking about. These phenolic compounds, carotenoids, alkaloids, and all these other things are in higher concentrations when the plant is slightly stressed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this concept is one that I know you know about, by the way you're discussing this, called hormesis, which is where a little bit of a stressor is actually a good thing.
Well, yeah.
Too little and too much are not good.
Well, yeah, let's think about it. I mean, why does exercise make us healthier?
Exactly.
Why does going to the gym and lifting weights make your muscles stronger? Right? Because you're stressing the muscle. You actually tear down some of the fibers. In response to that tear, your body does repair. And when it repairs, it builds a little bit more up. Or if you're doing that exercise every single day, your body thinks, all right, well, if we're going to do this every day, I better compensate, and I better upregulate the amount of blood vessels so there's more oxygen I can carry, upregulate the muscle fibers, start spurring the DNA of the cells to spit out more mitochondria so that there's more ATP production. So, yeah, I mean, people think about stress as so bad, but if you just sat in a totally stagnant environment with zero stressors at you, no gravity, no temperature dysregulation, no anything, your body would literally wither away and you would have nothing. So, you know, having some stress in your life balanced in a way does make us stronger, and it is the same exact thing for a plant. If it's grown in a completely stress-free environment with pesticides and chemicals, and, you know, it is not going to produce the amount of these important phytochemicals, and that's, you know, what we know about the studies that have been done on organic versus non-organic fruits and vegetables, that there are higher amounts of these incredibly important phytochemicals. So, you know, it's an interesting topic, and it triggers all my passion about the biology I studied. But, you know, I mean, we look at what's the most popular things that people are consuming. You know, kale is the darling of the grocery store these days. Everybody talks about the benefits of broccoli. You know, turmeric's one of the most top-selling supplements in the nutraceutical industry. And you look at it all, and it really comes down to people trying to capture the health benefits of these plant-based organisms due to their phytonutrient content.
Right.
So let's really think about it. Instead of going out and, you know, looking for the hottest trend, you can literally get massive amounts of these phytonutrients every single day, three times a day, if you just think about the food that you're putting in your mouth.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to clarify something or stress something that you've touched on. It's kind of implicit within our conversation so far, but Metagenics is a nutritional supplement company, and I've worked for 40 years in this industry selling nutritional supplements, but I don't want anybody to think that either Metagenics nor I, my personal philosophy, is that as long as you take your multiple, whatever it is, that you can go eat at McDonald's every day. It just doesn't work that way, and I shouldn't pick on McDonald's, but the fact is that some people think, well, I'm taking my vitamins, and so it doesn't matter what I eat, and exactly the opposite is true.
Yeah, I mean, they're a supplement, so they have their role. It's exactly what they do. They supplement your diet or your life with something, and, you know, doing fundamental work with nutrition and fundamental work with lifestyle is the key. I haven't read the Blue Zone book cover to cover, but I'm guessing that he didn't identify in the Blue Zone book that people take vitamins every day.
No. Thanks. In fact, that was not one of the variables that he said was most pertinent to the overall health of these
people. It's the lifestyle. It's the stress management. It's the community. It's the foods they're eating. It's the foods they're not eating. That is
exercise.
Exercise, activity, that's the key. It's the lifestyle. Now, in today's modern lifestyle, we can get people moving along in certain directions by shifting their lifestyle, but particularly if they've been unhealthy for a very long period of time. And I see this every day because most of my patients have been. They're coming into me. They're usually middle-aged, somewhere between, 40 and 65, and right. they've spent a whole lifetime of being unhealthy. And they're coming to me to try to get them on a better path because they're starting to butt up against diagnoses, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. You have pre-diabetes. You need to take this medicine, that medication, or I just don't feel well. I feel like I'm 65. I'm only 40. I don't know what I got. Two kids. I shouldn't feel this way. So I'm trying to help steer them in the right direction. The lifestyle is a fundamental piece of it. But somebody that's been unhealthy that long, we may need some additional nutrients, herbs, botanicals to help forge that process in the right direction, to help it go faster and to give their body a chance to do some healing before we just rely solely on the lifestyle to do what we need to do.
Right. And that, I think that's very well said.
Yep.
One of the key points I want to make is that, for example, kale, broccoli, and spinach, they're all green. But they have different phytonutrients. And so
very
the diversity,
yep.
in addition to the color,
yes.
is really important.
Yep.
Eating lots of them.
Yep, very much.
And even for those people who can't, we have a product we call PhytoMulti, which is a multiple vitamin mineral, which is very rich in those types of phytochemicals that are found in all these plants from organic sources. However, I would never tell people that you can take that and then ignore your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a healthy diet, and then for those occasional indiscretions when we just can't help ourselves and we have to have that cheesecake, then maybe a supplement can help offset some of the occasional dietary indiscretion.
Yeah, it can help create some balance. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, let's dive into the topic of inflammation because it is one of the hottest topics in the industry these days. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green. We are joined again by Bill Shattle, who is currently the Senior Director of Medical Education at Metagenics Incorporated. Dr. Pacero?
Thank you, Andrew. Bill, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate you taking the time.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, in the last segment, we sort of got into these topics of aging and what happens, and we got a little diversion into phytonutrients. Let's spend a little time this segment finishing up our discussion around some of the things we know about aging, and we can also dive into some of these this topic of inflammation. So I'll go ahead and let you get started.
Okay, thank you. One of the things I think it's important to point out at the beginning, and I probably should have said it in the earlier section, there is no evidence that we have that you can stop the aging process. There's no that I'm aware of, at least. There's no proof that anything will stop the aging process. But what we're talking about is healthy aging. You can certainly stop the effects of the aging process. And what I mean by that is that these people in the blue zones that we alluded to in the last section are in their 90s and 100s, and they're still working out in the fields every day, or they're involved in their community, or they're getting exercise, taking walks. So they're healthy, older people. Now, contrast that with the people that you mentioned just now who are in their 40s and feel like they're in their 60s. It helps to illustrate the difference between a chronological age, which is how many years have passed since you were born, versus your biological age, which is how those years and your lifestyle choices have had an impact. And one of the areas that seems to be most intriguing to researchers right now, and unfortunately we don't really have I'll circle back to the qualifications in just a second, but it's studying telomeres. And telomeres are little segments of DNA that tell your body where to start and where to stop reading the DNA. And when your body reads DNA, that means that you're responding to any kind of stressor or any kind of signal. So this conversation that we're having is causing both of our bodies to produce slightly different compounds as a result of DNA stimulation or DNA reading. And telomeres are part of that process, and they sit on the end of each chromosome, very much like the little nibs on the end of your shoelace, those little plastic things that, by the way, I'm such a nerd, I know that those are called aglets. But those little nibs that sit that hold the end of the shoelace tightly together are very much like telomeres. So they tell the DNA to stop here. And the interesting thing is that over time, the more times your DNA gets read, the fewer of these telomeres, or the shorter the telomere length is. Because since the DNA is sitting on these telomeres, when it rereads that DNA stretch, it can't reproduce that bit of telomere that it's sitting on. So they get progressively shorter with each production of new cells. So you can actually measure telomere length, and that will give you an indication of what both your chronological as well as your biological age is. We know that people who have, and there's a tremendous amount of research about this, we know that people who have shorter telomeres have a higher incidence of all kinds of diseases we associate with aging. So the next question is, okay, well, that sounds interesting, but tell me something that I can actually take action on. Well, there's an enzyme called telomerase, which rebuilds your telomeres. And if you have high production of telomerase, then it can help to repair or rebuild the length or lengthen these telomeres. And there was a three-person team that discovered telomerase and showed what it does in the body. And Elizabeth Blackburn is the physician, the researcher who wrote the book about it. And I can't remember. I'll see if I can find the title of her book. But it was about telomerase and what to do. And she said, interestingly enough, things like meditation increase telomere length. And so does reduction in stress. And it's called the telomere effect by Elizabeth Blackburn. She's a PhD out here in California. And she and her co-researchers won a Nobel Prize for their discovery of this. Fish oil, exercise, stress reduction, there's a number of things that have been demonstrated to help to increase telomere length. But unfortunately, and this is the qualification I was going to make earlier, there's a lot of companies that are saying, take these vitamins because they will increase telomere length. And my question to them is, how do you know that? you need to be able to demonstrate in well-controlled studies that they do in fact increase telomere length. And there's also a little bit of wrinkle to this because longer telomeres actually show, and you know, people who have them, I should say, actually show a slightly increased risk to certain types of cancers.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly where I was going to go with it. It's like,
right.
You know, our understanding of biology is so limited, even though
right.
we think we're so brilliant and we think, you know, we do have brilliant minds doing brilliant research and we're learning things. But the complexity of the human body is so beyond what we can even comprehend that our
right.
viewpoints on these things are so reductionistic. So we come up with this amazing discovery about telomeres, which is a groundbreaking discovery in how our body works. You know, and we see, well, if it shortens, that must mean that we're getting older. So let's just figure out every strategy possible to make them longer. And I'm sure
right.
there's some drug company trying to develop some drug that, you know, enhances the telomerase enzyme, you know, to rebuild telomeres. But then what we don't realize is that perhaps shortening of telomeres is a necessary part of preventing other problems, you
right.
know.
Right.
And it is, and that's exactly what you pointed out. It's important to look at these things in general, right, and to understand that we can't look at too much of a reductionistic view. And that's why things like lifestyle, exercise, and meditation, we know also reduce risks of cancer and other chronic
right.
diseases. So understanding, looking at lifestyle components rather than trying to focus too much on interventions that push a biological pathway or prevent a biological pathway, I believe that's where most people get into trouble with side effects.
I could not agree more because
yeah.
that is, and unfortunately, and I'm not trying to bash the pharmaceutical industry, but that is the pharma model. Let's either push or inhibit a particular biochemical pathway, or let's fill up a receptor so that some physiological event can't take place, or enhance a receptor so it takes place more often. Well, okay, that's well and good in a laboratory, but the human body is an extraordinarily complex mechanism and organism, and that triggers a lot of untoward side effects. So without exception, I think that the safest and most well-documented strategy is always going to be lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And what choices do you make? And I advisedly choose that term lifestyle rather than food or diet because it is food, but it also includes the relationships you're in. It includes whether you choose to smoke and how much alcohol you drink and how much stress you find yourself under. And interestingly, Blackburn in her book did not, she made it very clear that the presence or absence of stress is not the variable that she was most intrigued by. It was the effect of that stress,
mm-hmm.
how the person managed the stress. There are some people who are very adept at managing stress, and there are others who are very poor at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are good at managing stress and view it as, well, here's an opportunity for me to learn something versus, oh, poor me. I mean, that's probably an overly simplified kind of a metaphor, but that gives you a sense of what she was talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a really interesting topic. Anything else on telomeres that you want to cover, Bill?
Only that the it brings us back to diversity in the diet. And you mentioned eating a rainbow a few minutes ago. And you probably know Deanna Minnick, who's a friend of mine, who isn't the person who coined that term, but she's probably the one who's most popularized it. And that illustrates what we're trying to say here. And you're right. Most of those colorful substances are found in vegetables. My wife took a brief trip a few years ago to Peru, and she found that there are something like 250 different varieties of potatoes. And we thought, who would have thought? Because
mm-hmm.
we're just used to potatoes as you find them in French fries or Yukon Gold. But each one of them has slightly different phytochemical profiles. And I'm not suggesting we go out and try and find all these different potatoes, but it illustrates that when we make our choices, we tend to choose from a very narrow palate, both from a colorful standpoint and from a taste standpoint. And it would behoove all of us to increase the complexity of our diet and the diversity of our diet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, those are all really interesting topics. Let's take a quick break, and then maybe when we come back, we can dive into the inflammation process, because we were sort of going to do that in this segment. We got in that interesting topic of telomere. So, Andrew, why don't you take us to the break?
We're going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. We are joined again by Bill Shao, who is currently Senior Director of Medical Education for Metagenics Incorporated. Dr. Passero?
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Bill, for taking the time to be with us today. Last segment, we got into an interesting discussion around telomeres. We've been talking about this process of aging, and then I think really the point of the show was to tie in the role of inflammation. We brought up some interesting concepts and alluded to some of the things related to aging, like antioxidants and phytonutrients from foods. But Bill, let's really dive into this process of inflammation. I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, turmeric is one of the, you know, top selling products in the natural health industry. You know, curcumin, it's just a hot product. And there's a lot of other ones related to turmeric, boswellia, fish oil. It was number one for quite a while. And a lot of these products are top sellers because of this concept of inflammation. And people are starting to hear information trickle in that cancer is due to inflammation and heart disease is a process due to inflammation and dementia and Alzheimer's is related to dementia. Now is related to inflammation and diabetes is related to inflammation. And so all of these chronic conditions that really, you know, add up to be the top, you know, like 5 to 10 list on the list of things that kill Americans. Number one is heart disease. Usually number two is cancer. Diabetes is somewhere in there. Stroke is somewhere in there. You know, most of these conditions, people are saying, wow, these are directly tied to inflammation. So people are out there buying up these anti-inflammatory supplements, you know, primarily because the drugs that are geared at lowering inflammation don't seem to show any evidence of being able to prevent cardiovascular disease or to prevent cancer, to prevent brain issues. Actually, you know, the over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that people buy actually have been recently shown to significantly increase the risk of heart attack and increase risk factors. So people are turning to the natural pharmacy because there is some data to show that turmeric actually, you know, can help lessen some of the beta amyloid plaques that form, that contribute to right. Alzheimer's disease, and that turmeric is related to reducing some of the inflammatory process associated with heart disease. So there's, you know, some evidence to suggest that it's helpful. So everybody's out buying it up, and there's this huge buzz about inflammation. So let's hear from you, you know, explain to us a little bit about inflammation, chronic inflammation, its role in the body. We can talk about what contributes to it. So I'm just going to turn it over to you after that little intro.
Okay, well, thank you. That's a great intro. I'm sitting here thinking, well, maybe you should just keep going.
No, that's okay. My listeners get to hear from me every week. Let's hear from you.
Sounds good. Well, you really touched on it, because the one key underlying component or associated factor in virtually every non-communicable chronic disease that we're confronted with in society is inflammation. Virtually every single one of them has inflammation at its core. And then the question is, well, is that the cause or is it an effect? And probably a little of both. That's, the answer is yes and no, depending upon how you look at it. First of all, though, I think it's important to point out that the inflammatory process is absolutely essential for us to survive as a species. If we didn't have the ability to mount a defense against a potential threat, we wouldn't survive. We would never have made it off of the African savannas. So I'm not suggesting that inflammation is universally bad. What we have, though, is a chronic situation where most of us are confronted with a low level of chronic inflammation all the time. And sometimes it's even below the threshold at which we can detect it personally. We can't feel it. Ordinarily, inflammation is one of the key factors that physicians look at for infections. You know, the cardinal signs, the dolor, choler, and so forth. One of them being inflammation. Those are key things that people or that physicians look for to see if there's an ongoing infection, redness, swelling, pain, etc. And so inflammation is a good thing, because if you are able to mount an effective defense against whatever is threatening you, then you can protect your body. But where inflammation goes off the rails is when you have a chronic, long-term inflammatory process. And there are a number of things that can contribute to this, and I'm sure it's not going to be any surprise to our listeners that those are diet and lifestyle. So a lot of consumption of animal products, animal meats, contributes to increased inflammation. There's actually anti-inflammatory diets that are out there that turn out to be very similar to the Mediterranean lifestyle that we've been discussing. But this whole concept of how does inflammation tie into the aging process really is, it's not, I wouldn't say it's old, but it's not really new either.
Mm-hmm.
The first reference to this term, inflammaging, which contracts the two or conflates the two concepts of aging and inflammation, that I could find goes back to a paper that was published in 2000 as part of a conference put on by the New York Academy of Sciences. And the researcher was named Claudio Franceschi. Interestingly, what he says is that, and I'll quote him here because I've got the paper in front of me, we argue that a global reduction, global meaning globally throughout your body, in the capacity to cope with a variety of stressors and a concomitant progressive increase in pro-inflammatory status are the major characteristics of the aging process. And that's where he coined the term inflammaging. So all of these inflammatory processes do contribute to the aging process. And he thinks, and of course there's some controversy around this, but he makes, I think, a pretty compelling case that the inflammatory cascade is a key component in the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
So back to our earlier discussion in the very beginning about is aging a cause or an effect, I think that if we could narrow it down to one thing, it would be inflammation is both a cause and an effect.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can control inflammation by modulating the various biochemical pathways that contribute to inflammation, then you can go a long way toward keeping people healthy.
Yeah, I would say that's true. I think it's important to look at it a little bit more globally and understand that if you're living I mean, usually most, no, not all, because there are instances that aren't related to lifestyle that can result with chronic inflammation, chronic infections,
chronic injury,
you know, I mean, things like that can. But let's just take the general population and most people, let's say most Americans who are, you know, most people living a relatively unhealthy lifestyle, at least compared to what the human body was designed to, conditions that the human body was designed to live under. The lifestyles that most people live that contribute to these increased levels of inflammation also contribute to other negative effects on the body. So lifestyle choices that contribute to inflammation may be something that contains a lot of processed food, let's say. Not a lot of fruits, not a lot of vegetables. Well, in a lot of processed foods, there's also not great balances of omega-3s and omega-6s. So then we throw our essential fatty acid balance off. Or there may be a greater degree of carbohydrates or simple sugars, which then throw blood sugar levels off, which have significant effects on how our cells are able to work and the energies that the cells are energy cells are able to have access to. So, for example, dementia and Alzheimer's has sometimes been referred to as type 3 diabetes because there seems to be this gross underutilization or inability of brain cells to be able to utilize glucose and have a sensitivity to insulin, which starts to drive the process of them not being able to clear the amyloid plaques as efficiently as they could when we were younger, because what researchers have discovered is that we're always making amyloid plaque. It's just that our brain have been able, brain should be able to clear it to a certain degree. So it's like you compile inflammation, you compile nutrient deficiencies, you compile omega fatty acid imbalances, you compile blood sugar imbalances. You know, they all start to contribute to inflammation, but they all also contribute to other key dysfunctional processes of cells that don't allow us to continue to carry out the healthy process that each cell was designed to do. You know, so it goes, inflammation is a very important concept, but understand that the answers are sometimes simple. And this is where people get very confused. How, Dr. Passero, can this anti-inflammatory diet that you're prescribing for me simultaneously help me have more energy, help me sleep better, reduce my joint pain, help reverse my diabetes, lower my inflammatory markers, lower my cholesterol, lower my blood pressure, and, you know, reduce the inflammatory markers on my blood work? How what kind of crazy diet have you come up with? Well, it's not that complicated. If you just give the body the right things that it needs to do what it was designed to do and eliminate the things that contribute to dysfunction, the body will reach its natural, healthy homeostasis. I tell patients all the time, every single cell in your body has been programmed from the day you are conceived till the day you die. Every single cell is trying to be as healthy as it can at every single second. It is programmed properly to do the right thing.
Right.
Typically, why people express disease, sometimes they're genetically inherited things that the cell runs a certain way. We can't change that. But for the majority of people and the majority of diseases that people face, the issue is that we have done something or are doing something that is getting in the way of that cell being able to do what it's supposed to do. And this is why in my clinic I see all the time people come in with a medical or health condition they have had for 2 to 3 decades, so 20 to 30 years. They're 50 years old. They've had it since they were in their late teens or early 20s. And within 3 to 4 weeks of doing some key nutritional changes and lifestyle changes, they are having a resolution of that symptomology or that condition after 30 years. How is this possible, doctor? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am too every single time, not shocked that it can happen. I'm shocked at the power and the ability of the human body to strive towards health and every cell's ability to do that. There is something masterful and intelligent that is programmed into every cell of your body, and all you have to do is foster that health and the body will do what it's meant to do. And that is true for inflammation and is true for all of these other processes. Now, you know, inflammation is a huge area to focus on, and I see it all the time. People are chronically inflamed, you know, and I know this because I run a set of lab tests on almost all new patients that utilize or measure inflammatory markers. And it is very common, at least probably 75% of people that I run these tests on have elevated markers of inflammation on blood work. Now, people can have elevated inflammation in their body, even if the markers that we measure on blood are normal, because we don't have a way from a standpoint of laboratory evaluation to measure every single process of inflammation in the body. Sometimes you can just look at certain conditions or look at certain people and know there's inflammation, even if the markers don't show it. Anytime there's pain, anytime there's, you know, a set amount of symptoms, there's going to be inflammation, even if it doesn't show up on blood work. But the
and
fact,
even if it's at a low level.
Yeah, even if it's a very low level, sometimes below what can be detected on blood work. But it's interesting that even so many people show elevated levels on blood work. You know, it's like, okay, we have clear inflammation here. And always in people that are able to adopt and adhere to the programs that I put them on, which is nothing special, Bill. I mean, this is what you train physicians to do with Metagenics all the time. It's a key core concept of the same food principles we've talked about. Something similar maybe to Mediterranean diet, Mediterranean lifestyle, of course, with some specific tweaks for individuality in each people,
right.
Eating lots of vegetables of various colors, eating good quality fruits, eating low meat, low animal products, good quality fish, not a lot of processed food, not a lot of sugar, moderate to minimal alcohol intake, you know, bringing it all into balance, and then sometimes doing other specialized therapies for that individual. You not only see the inflammatory levels come down, but as it speaks to aging, I have literally had so many people sit in front of me in my office in their 50s and 60s and tell me that they have not felt this good with their health since they were, let's say, in their 20s.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, what is aging really? Is aging really how long am I going to live? At what date am I going to die? Would you rather live to be 70 and have every single day of awesome health, or would you rather live to 90 and be miserable for 20 years with chronic diseases? You know, it's understanding aging and looking at it, really looking at it. How do we move into these later stages of our life with the optimal quality of life, being able to do the things we want, to feel good, and to be minimally impeded by the degradation that occurs as we age?
That's exactly right.
Really sums up some of the concepts of aging.
Yeah.
And that's what I see every day in my clinic when we do these steps that we've talked about, that you're discussing today. That is exactly what people report. They're literally regressing in their biological age, not their chronological age, but their biological age in front of my eyes. We're going to have to take a quick break. Lola, take us to the break.
We're going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Thank you, Lola.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. We are joined again by Bill Shaddle, who is currently Senior Director of Medical Education for Metagenics Incorporated. Dr. Passero?
Thank you, Andrew. And Bill, thank you for being with us today. I think we've had a really interesting discussion around aging and inflammation in this last segment. Metagenics has, in my opinion, developed some of the most interesting supplements, products, innovative ways of helping to support proper inflammatory levels in the body. So I'd love for you to, as an expert, you know, and one of the top medical researchers at Metagenics and educators, to help us understand some of these products and how they work in the body and get us a little familiar with them.
Well, thank you. And I want to say that I've really enjoyed my time this morning. I always learn things from when I do these things, and this is especially true today. So thank you. The process of inflammation is a series. It's not just a single thing. It's a complex process. And there's lots and lots of different variables that have an impact on the inflammatory process. We've touched on some of them today, including diet and level of exercise, et cetera, et cetera. But the complexity of it also means that there's a lot of different places where you can have leverage points, where you can maybe have an impact on the production of inflammatory agents. You mentioned earlier turmeric and ginger and boswellia. There's a whole series of these substances. These are phytochemicals that are found in herbs that have been demonstrated to have an impact on the inflammatory process by modulating some of the enzymes that your body naturally produces, meaning slowing down the process of inflammation. So these actually block inflammation in very similar ways. In fact, in some cases, in exactly the same ways as do things like Celebrex or COX-2 inhibitors or even anti-inflammatory drugs or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. All of these work by impacting different steps in the biochemical process of the production of what are called pro-inflammatory mediators. And if you can interfere with that process, if you can slow it down or dampen it, then you can slow down the inflammatory cascade. And that's where Boswellia and some of these other agents fit in. And yes, Metagenics does make a number of products that are specifically designed to have an impact on those inflammatory cascades, that based on the research that we've done. In addition to
the most popular blog on my website, one of them is five herbs that work as well as NSAIDs. You know, and the research is pretty interesting to show us that we can manipulate the same exact pathway. So, you know, that's helpful if you have an acute injury, if you have an issue. It's nice to know about these things. So go ahead.
Well, that's a very good point, because this inflammatory process that we're talking about is the exact same process with different triggers. And sometimes the trigger is an injury, and the healing process includes inflammation. Sometimes it's a response to a physical threat, like a bacteria that got through the skin somehow. And sometimes it's a response to these other processes that then lead to diseases like cardiovascular disease, and even things like obesity have inflammation associated with them. I alluded to a class of compounds called pro-inflammatory mediators. These are agents that our body naturally produces from fats that have an impact on the production of inflammation. Some of them are very pro-inflammatory, which means that your body needs them to initiate the inflammatory process, and those tend to be made from what are called omega-6 oils. Omega-3 oils are generally used in the production of anti-inflammatory agents. Now, we need both omega-3 and 6. They're both essential, meaning that we can't live without them. But because of our diet and our lifestyle choices, the ratio of the pro to anti-inflammatory, the 6 to the 3 omega fatty acids, has been skewed. And, for example, Greenland Eskimos have something like a 20 to 1, 3 to 6 ratio. Japanese people have been demonstrated to have about a 1 to 1. We have something like 6 to 1 in the opposite direction, or 1 to 6. So we have much, much higher levels of these pro-inflammatory agents than are necessary. And since the anti-inflammatory agents come from omega-3 oils, it would make sense to increase those in our diet, and that's what you do with fish oil. particularly cold water fish like salmon, mackerel, herring. Unfortunately, much of the salmon that's available commercially is farm-raised, which makes it very low in omega-3 oils because the fish don't produce it. They just concentrate it from what they eat. So, unfortunately, if we lived in the Pacific Northwest where we had a lot of access to line-caught salmon, that we should eat every week. But here in the Midwest and other places where a lot of I grew up in the Midwest where a lot of people live, it's hard to get a line-caught, so people eat farm-raised salmon, which unfortunately doesn't help them from that perspective. However, taking a fish oil supplement does offset that. And
it,
so most
it does. Yeah, it does help that. And I tell people with fish oil, unless I'm treating a specific condition sometimes where you need higher amounts at concentrated levels, if it's a generally healthy person that's living a good lifestyle, I tell them if you eat, you know, a can of sardines, wild sardines,
right.
there's, you know, over 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids in that serving, you don't need to take your fish oil supplement that day. You know, I mean, just try and get some regular exposure. And sometimes if you don't have regular exposure through your diet, that's the time and the place to utilize the supplement. Or if I'm treating a specific condition where there may be some benefit of giving higher levels for a certain period of time.
Right. I take fish oil every day, and I think it's one of the things that all of us should take every single day because most of us don't eat the kind of fish that we should. And you're right. If you can, eat the sardines if they're fresh and organic. If not, fish oil is a good alternative. But there's a new area that's really, really intriguing. I actually attended a conference three or four weeks ago, in Manhattan, put on by the New York Academy of Sciences on what are called specialized pro-inflammatory mediators. These are not anti-inflammatory agents. They're substances that our body naturally produces. Actually, they're downstream metabolites from fish oil. So fish oil, omega-3 oils, can be metabolized in some people into EPA and DHA, and then further metabolized into these substances called SPMs. But most people don't do a good job of it. There's a lot of reasons for that. But what they seem to do is enhance the resolution of inflammation, which is a really novel concept. Prior to this, everybody thought that inflammation goes away because the pro-inflammatory mediators aren't produced anymore, so kind of like letting a rippled pond settle back to normal, inflammation just kind of goes away. But in fact, what's now appearing, based on research that was done by Charles Serhan at Harvard, is that you can actively promote the resolution of inflammation, which doesn't affect the healing process, it actually enhances it. I spoke to a researcher from San Francisco who said that he's very excited about the effect that these SPMs can have on healing post-surgery, enhancing the healing effect, reducing inflammation following surgery. So SPMs is a really novel, kind of a new way to look at inflammation and the resolution of inflammation that I think prior to this has been not well addressed.
Yeah, SPMs are really interesting, and as far as I know, Metagenics is the only company that makes a SPM product, and I've used it very successfully in people after acute injury, complex autoimmune conditions where there's a lot of inflammation. It is a go-to product in my formulary.
Oh, that's
great. It's an excellent product.
I'm glad it's working for the patient.
Well, Bill, we are out of time for today. Thank you so much for being on the show and helping contribute to another interesting discussion. To everybody out there, I hope you enjoyed the show today.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Village Green has a full range of pretty much all Metagenics products. They certainly have the SPM Active. They have the Metagenics products that contain some of the anti-inflammatory herbs that we were talking about. They really have a lot of wonderful resources, so don't forget to stop by. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.